Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. We have all heard about the IRS scandals and that agency spying and auditing conservative groups, but the one I just learned about might surprise you. As reported in the Washington Times just recently, Dr. Ben Carson was the latest victim. This renowned pediatric neurosurgeon at Johns Hopkins Hospital spoke at a prayer breakfast sponsored by President Obama earlier this year and criticized his leadership. IRS requested to review Dr. Carson's real estate holdings and then conducted a full-scale audit. In the end, IRS found no wrongdoing. Some believe that Dr. Carson was singled out for his speech. Dr. Carson said, "I guess it would be a coincidence, but I never have been audited before and never really had any encounters with the IRS. It would certainly make one suspicious because we know how the IRS has been used for political purposes, and therefore actions like this come under suspicion." Dr. Carson, who rose from poverty and his medical work with pediatric patients, were celebrated in the movie Gifted Hands, and he is the latest of a growing number of high-profile figures to come forward and claim that they were improperly targeted by the IRS. Others that have come forward, according to the Washington Times, are the Reverend Franklin Graham, who said that either he or his organizations were singled out by the IRS. Former Senate candidate Christine O'Donnell says she was audited and that someone used the IRS system to access her private tax information. Calls to the IRS went unanswered the week earlier. Much of that agency staff had been furloughed as a result of the federal government shutdown. Ms. O'Donnell spoke to the Times and said that an erroneous lien was placed on a home that she no longer owns. The Department of Justice has declined to prosecute or even investigate into these matters. Mr. Graham, son of the legendary evangelist, the Reverend Billy Graham, wrote a letter to Mr. Obama in which he accused the IRS of targeting two of his nonprofit organizations, and it was for political purposes. He believes that they were trying to intimidate him. I leave you with a point to ponder. It's all about the government shutdown. As Jay Leno said in a recent broadcast on late TV, are you more concerned about the government shutdown, or are you more concerned about it starting up again? This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.